Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. A pleasure to have you here live on Close Up Radio. Nice to have you with us from all around the world. We are excited to welcome a very special guest joining us here, Jamie Garano, a mindset and empowerment coach who guides women through a transformational journey of clarity, balance, and self-love while overcoming negative blocks and helping them attain a happier, more fulfilling life. Jamie works with women mostly over 40 who have reached a crucial point in their lives and are starting to realize they spent most of their time taking care of their families and not really focusing on what makes them happy. Eager to engage with these women, helping them to connect with their true selves and maximize their full potential, it's really the core of her amazing work. She empowers clients seeking to make career changes and improve their relationships with others, and really encourages them to heal from past traumas, or folks that are just looking for help to achieve daily goals. Part of her commitment, she says, to growth is really that she's always involved with a coach. Part of her lifestyle is to encourage herself to grow as well and accomplish new, different, and challenging projects. It's fun to know that personal struggle today is the lesson for clients tomorrow. She truly loves people, and she specifically has this soft, warm heart for women. She feels so honored to be in the space to be able to help women grow to their potential. She loves being able to provide unconditional support and guidance to these amazing women while they are creating their new stories. She wants to help people, really, and help them know that anything is possible and that they are worthy. Every single person on this planet is worthy of the most fabulous life. Sometimes you get caught up in your day-to-day life and you forget why. She says she thinks it's a great reminder to always remember your why, because that's what helps bring your passion forward. Very excited to have her here on the show, coming to us from Montrose, Colorado. And we were just in Colorado recently on one of our close-up television shoots. We were in Denver and over at Red Rocks, which was positively stunning and breathtaking. Joining us from Colorado, Jamie Garano is here. We welcome her. Jamie, thank you very much for joining us on Close Up Radio today. It is a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
I know
I've been looking forward to this for a long time, so yay.
I hope you've had some sleep or just stay up
all night. Oh, absolutely. Nope, I got plenty of sleep, so I'm just super excited and honored to be a part of this radio show and looking forward to engaging with you and the listeners and having a great conversation.
Oh, I'm very happy that you feel that way, and we're happy to have you here. And, you know, I like to start from the beginning a little bit and find out what makes people tick, what sort of points them in the direction of the things that they end up doing in life that inspire all of us. What inspired you along the way in your life's journey to be a coach?
I had the privilege of doing coaching for a long time under state and government, doing probation work and casework, and also doing some HR. And I really enjoyed it, and I got really good at it. But what I was missing was that I was often working with individuals who weren't really invested in their growth. They were put in positions where they were forced to be there. And there came a point where I became disgruntled, and I knew that I wasn't happy. And I decided one day that it was my responsibility to produce my own happiness. I was going to take 100% accountability. And so I needed to get creative and figure out a way that I could do something that I love, but also maybe be in a different position. So during the year of COVID, I did a lot of personal growth. I did a lot of business planning and decided to launch a business, which is Jamie Garano Coaching, where I work with individuals who are seeking personal growth. They want to level up in their life business-wise, relationships. And that takes this job to a whole new level because it becomes so fun and exciting because you start to engage with people who actually want to grow. And so it just puts a whole different spin on it. The energy is amazing.
That's great, huh? That's exciting when you realize early on that this was something and is something that really is a reflection of who you are and truly what you're all about, which I think is when you find things like that in your life, definitely grab hold of them and run with them. You know, there's life coaches and then there's therapists. From your perspective, and there may be some things that do thread, you know, some similarities that thread the two, but there are marked differences as well. From your perspective, what are those differences between a life coach and a therapist?
Well, and in my perspective, and I know that there's different modalities of coaching and therapy, and everyone is unique and different. That's why it's so important to find a therapist or a coach that fits what you're looking for. But I can speak to what I do specifically when meeting with a client is I'm always looking forward. So we're focusing our energy forward in about forward movement. So essentially, the beginning is always about addressing and making sure the client realizes what are their core values. And if they don't know, then we'll spend a lot of time kind of peeling apart the onion and figuring out what that is. And then based on those core values, what's your vision? And so really looking at that stretch, because if we don't have a vision, we don't know which direction to move. And some people are even scared to have a vision because it's hard for them to get outside the box. And so the most fun that I have is kind of having people peel away that onion so where they're not no longer in a box and they're starting to think big. They're starting to really tap into what their passion is, what their creativity is. And so once we kind of start to look at that bigger vision, we start to move in that direction. And one thing specifically with working with women, which is what I love, is that there's a time in midlife where we start to realize, most women, that we've disengaged with ourselves. We don't really understand what self-love is because we've been giving so much to other people. And so in order to truly be happy and move forward, no matter what our vision is, because we can have the best job in the world, have the most abundance, but if we're not engaged in self-love, then we're not going to really receive the true beauty of that. So that's also a really big part of my coaching that I do, and the accountability too. So the beauty of coaching with me is that I'm in contact with you on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis, checking in, making sure that you're doing well, that you're on point, that you're intentional today. And so that constant interaction helps to move people in a direction pretty significantly, and they're starting to gain their goals and velocity at a quicker rate, and it's really exciting for them. So, of course, then they begin to work even harder. And so that's what I really love about coaching, which I think is a little different from the therapeutic perspective, just having more contact with your coach.
Also, creating trust right, you know, out of the outset, right out of the gate, the trust between you and the client and you. Trust is so important because they might be sharing things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it takes a long time for women to build trust and actually want to be open and honest and completely transparent with somebody. So I know that when working with women that they've made a big commitment to trust me, and so I'm going to honor that completely. And another thing I always want them to know is the beauty of working with a coach is that I don't have any judgment in what you do. I want the best for you, but if there's a step that is a step backwards, then I don't have I'm not like a family member, I guess. It's just easier to have that open and honest communication because I'm there to support you unconditionally.
What are some of the things additionally you think from your perspective that separate you maybe from other coaches that are out there from your own experience, life's journey, your take on things and the way you present them to your clients?
I think that my journey is different than everybody else's. We all have a very individualized journey. The one thing that I want my personality to shine through, I'm a very silly person. You can say anything in front of me. And so I just want, what I really want the people to know is that I'm grounded, that I'm here for you, and that I've got you, your support, you 100%. So I think when you find that energetic connection, and sometimes you don't even know, just within relationships or things, you don't even understand why, but you know that it's there. And so trusting that the people that find that energetic connection with me are meant to be there, then we just move forward. So, and also respecting too, if I meet with a client and there's not that connection, maybe finding them different resources, because I really want the best for them. And if it's not me, that's totally okay. What else can we do to help you move forward?
Exactly right. Exactly. You know, you're taking a look at some of the wonderful work that you do, and you truly love people, and you really are somebody who, you know, puts the heart and soul into every aspect of what you do. What would be some advice you would give someone? Maybe they're toying with the idea of quitting their job to become a coach.
I would say, the advice I want to give everybody is that you own your own potential. And so no matter what that looks like, I know there's a lot of fear behind it, but no matter what that is, if you're questioning it, if it's in your mind, if it's a thought you have, then potentially it's meant for you. It's there for a reason. And so I always want to encourage people, if something pops in their head, to really give it some intention. Don't just kind of throw it to the side and say, oh, that's silly, or that'll never work. Really sit with it, think with it, see what you can create with it, no matter what it is. And you never know. You never know, once you let that energy come out, what direction your life will go. It's super exciting, but yes, super scary too. And I think that's been the hardest part for me and the hardest part for the women I work with, overcoming fear, so that they start to make different choices and lead their life in a different direction.
Are there special sort of prerequisites, requirements that potential clients need to meet in order to be coached specifically by you, Jamie?
Yep. So what I require is that the client takes 100% accountability for their reality. When people are in that stage, they're in the action stage, there's different stages of action. And so when people are playing a victim role or using language that I hear that shows me that they're not ready to move forward, then those are the clients that I'm not really willing to take on right now. I want clients who are taking accountability, looking forward to moving forward. It's okay to have fear, and I know it's scary, but forward movement is really important. And the movement can be super aggressive too, depending on what you want to do. So to have someone already in that stage where it's, I'm going, let's do this, I can make it happen, just makes the experience so much more rewarding for the client and for me.
That's terrific. You know, you talked about some of the things that you did prior to becoming a coach. How did your career prior really help you in being able to help your clients transform into being a better person?
In my career, I was put in situations with individuals that were definitely unpleasant for them. In a casework situation, often removing children from the home. In a probation situation, an offender being sentenced by the court to supervision. So I had to learn the skills to be able to come into a conversation with somebody and help them de-escalate, help them, their defenses kind of start to dissipate, and have an understanding between us that we're on the same side and we need to move forward in order to get you where you want to be, whether that's have your children returned or get off probation, whatever that looks like. But it's always about forward movement. you know, not hashing out why you were wronged or what happened, because, I mean, a lot of times things are unjust. I understand that. But now we're at this point in time. So what I always ask people, what can you do today? Tell me what you can do today that's going to help you tomorrow. If that's thinking, if that's acting, whatever that is, forward movement is essential when it comes to life coaching and, you know, just trying to lead a happy and productive life.
Let's talk about the actual sessions themselves, how you sort of strategize them, organize them, and how you're able to not only create the sessions, but of course, you know, set up fee structures, things of that nature. How does that all work? What's it like from the very beginning?
Well, the sessions are very, they are much like the conversation that I have with you. They're very natural. And so I have so much contact with my clients, but I often know what's going on and I'm a big part of their life. So when we have our weekly meetings, because that's what I do, is I like to meet with them weekly, because I think the more contact they have, the more consistency, accountability, et cetera, the quicker that they're going to move in the right direction. Navigating what they want to talk about, what's weighing heavy on their hearts. And then by doing that, I'm kind of listening for cues and terms, and I'm picking apart, listening, inconsistencies that they have, because I'm aware of their values, and inconsistencies between where they want to be and what their actions are. And so holding them accountable in that way. So that way they learn when we're done with coaching, because the whole point is for them to, you know, to be done and to be able to have some of these really awesome skills and hopefully help other people that they know, but to be able to have enough introspection where they can take their own inconsistencies, understand them, and shift them and make different choices so they can stay on track.
Which is really essential to everything that you're doing and keep things, like you say, on track for them as well. I would imagine, too, in the very beginning, maybe you can give us an idea of a session in the beginning. Do you do sort of like an assessment, or how do you sort of figure that out in the beginning?
In the beginning, I think it's developing rapport and then asking a lot of questions, because I want to work on what the client wants to work on. And so asking these questions and engaging helps them kind of be open, and I'm just taking notes, I'm listening. But what I have found a lot is sometimes the client will identify that they want to, women, you know, lose weight, or they want to, they'll have something very specific. But as we start to dissect and ask more questions, you find out that almost always that what really is needing to happen is that they need to reposition and reconnect with self-love. And so that's a really difficult thing to do. People can learn how to lose weight. People can learn how to, get a promotion. So things that are very black and white, but the things that make it really difficult is how to encourage somebody, how to reconnect with themselves and start to self-love and rediscover who they are so they can fall in love with life all over again. And that's the fun part, but that's the part that's not black and white. So it's just kind of individually working with a client, and then reminding them too that if you're wanting to make this commitment, then it takes work daily. Just like if you were wanting to be in some a fitness competition or do something of that nature, it's not 2 weeks of really hard working out. It's a commitment, and it's something that you intentionally do every day. And so once that shift kind of happens, and they start to feel a sense of well-being that they've never felt before, then they're really bought in, and they're like, okay. Like, they start to take risks that they haven't taken before. They start to do things that's new to them. The confidence explodes. And so naturally, energetically, things are coming in their direction, but that's because they've worked on that self-love and they've become a different person.
See? That's where the transformation really comes in, right?
Yes. Absolutely, the transformation is at the core.
It must be extraordinary for you when you actually know that it's happening. Like you see, you've been able to take your clients with them, taking responsibility, having accountability, not having you do all the work for them, but you instilling in them the tools, resources, the belief in themselves to be able to make these steps forward. That must be very incredible for you to witness, heartwarming and more therapeutic for you to see this happen for your clients.
Oh, it's amazing. And the best part, and I love how you said therapeutic, was that every time that I'm working with an individual, it's a reminder to myself to do the same thing. And so I'm also, I'm healing and I'm growing. So every time that I'm working with somebody, so the beauty of this position or this career, this passion of mine, is that the more clients that I meet with, the more people that I engage with, the more that I grow. And so that's absolutely amazing. And also admitting that I don't always have all the right answers, but I have some experiences, and I'll help in any way that I can. And I think that's another thing that's very helpful, is just myself being transparent when it comes to my clients, is that I will let them know my life stories. They're trusting me, I'm going to trust them. They want to know what my experiences are, and I'm happy to tell them, because I'm proud. I'm proud of what my experiences are, and I'm proud of the growth that I've come into because of them.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot of different stories that you could share, but is there a specific inspiring maybe case study or scenario that you can share with us that stands out regarding one of your clients?
Oh my gosh, there's so many, but one that stands out, and I love her so much. She's one of my dearest friends now, is somebody who trusted me in the very beginning when I didn't have a lot of clients. And so I want to acknowledge, and I've always acknowledged with her, the fact that she trusted me actually helped me explode into this career. But this woman in particular came to me because she said that she had a fear of getting older, and she wanted to maintain that vivacious, that, you know, of the younger. She's a wonderful professional, great businesswoman. And so we met and we talked for months and months, and the transformation in and all the exploration that we did was her saying that wasn't really what it was about. It was about me knowing exactly who I was, finding my passion, and loving myself. And that transformation was absolutely phenomenal and amazing. And she's actually someone that I go to today when I'm needing a little bit of coaching. I mean, that's how amazing she is. And letting her know, hey, I'm down, this isn't feeling right, and getting this amazing feedback from her. So that was the most phenomenal story, and one today that I still really get to interact and enjoy her. And she helps me out quite a bit too. So kind of silly that worked out that way, but it did.
It's amazing when it works out that way, isn't it?
It is. And that's the way it's supposed to work out. As we grow and learn, the purpose of us learning is to share our experiences with other people and to help others. And so my experience today is my lesson for tomorrow. And I just kind of go about it that way. And it feels good to reach out to people and have support unconditionally and have great feedback and healthy responses. And that's what, you know, when you've worked with someone through coaching, their responses are really healthy. They're helpful. They're on point, and they're directed inward. So it's a lot of questions. It's a lot of, it's not giving you the answer. It's asking you, what do you think? You know the answer. How are you going to move forward?
Exactly right. Yes, exactly. That's terrific. That's fantastic to have an opportunity to really experience this firsthand as you do, and for your clients too, mm-hmm. as well. Let's maybe you can share with us as well, so people have a full understanding, the range of services that you provide, and also best ways that people can contact you as well. How do the potential clients work with you? And I know you also handle speaking engagements, which is exciting, and imagine that you're also active on social media too.
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. So I have a website, jamiegarano.com, and I do have a Jamie Garano business page and a private Facebook group. But what I'm trying to do is put out content that's helpful, uplifting, and that makes people question, makes people think, wow, I never thought about that. And that's what it's about, is getting out of being stuck and moving forward. I love to do one-on-one coaching, group coaching. I've also enjoyed recently going into some businesses and doing some coaching along helping managers make sure that their employees feel valued, because I think I know that's why I left my job with the government and corporations, is because I didn't really feel valued. It wasn't a good fit for me. And so there's a lot of really amazing people that work in a corporate structure, government structure, some sort of bureaucracy, that aren't feeling valued, and those people are starting to walk away. And so I know that employers now, because of the economy, really need to hold on to those people. So helping them do that through coaching, through themselves, or through the individual employee has been really amazing and fun. So I'm open to any of that. I do some speaking engagements. And then on the side, I have a great time. I teach Pilates, and I do some energy work. So anything right now that makes me happy, I'm trying. And so that's why I'm just having such a great time.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's definitely evidenced by the passion that you have for the work that you do. I encourage folks to go to the website. You can go to jamiegarano.com. That's JAMIEGARRONO.com. And she really has this website all laid out here in a fantastic way. You also have this free ebook too, The Secret to Happiness. Tell us about that.
Well, and I have that out there because everybody wants to know the secret to happiness. And quite simply, the secret to happiness is connecting with yourself and following your heart. I know that that's a simple answer. It's obviously a big process, but it kind of helps you figure out where to start, thinking about your passions, and realizing that happiness starts from the inside. The bottom line, it starts from the inside. So encourage people to take a look at that, and then hopefully that kind of sparks some information or sparks some more knowledge. And also another thing I wanted to mention is that, because I know that energy doesn't work with everybody, the connection, that I do offer free breakthrough sessions. So you just get on my website and schedule a breakthrough session, or you can contact me on social media, and I'll have a one-hour session with you, and we'll just see if this is something that you want to do or if you're interested in. So I just want to put that out there for people, because it's very important for you to trust and be on the same page with your coach. So I want to ensure that that happens.
Perfect. Well said. Again, we encourage folks to go to that website, check it all out at jamiegarano.com. Jamie, thanks for joining us here on Close Up Radio. A real pleasure to have you as our special guest in this episode of the series. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat some more, expand some more down the line. That would be a real pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Oh my gosh, you've made my day. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Right back at you. It went by fast, too, didn't it? In a New York minute.
It did. It absolutely
when you're talking
did.
About something that you love and that you're passionate about, it just flows so effortlessly, and before you know it, it's gone. But we appreciate your being with us and look forward to expanding more with you and more testimonials, things of that nature as well. And you have a terrific rest of your day. And everybody listening as well, you have a terrific rest of your day. Though, stay right there. We'll be back with another great guest in less than 30 minutes on Close Up Radio. We appreciate Jamie Garano joining us, and you as well. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and we'll see you again soon right here on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.